Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Back again for another Football Friday on the WIP Afternoon Show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike, what up? How you feeling, brother?
Brother Spike, I'm feeling pretty good. It is Football Friday. Come on, man. Time to get back on the gridiron. Let's get another W in before we head to the bye week. Jackie Baseball, Dave Dombrowski did the right thing yesterday. All is calm in the waters. How is your boy?
Everything's fine. Phils are back. It's all great. Yeah. Everything's fine. It's amazing.
A little depressing as the World Series starts tonight, and it should have been us.
Yeah.
Should have been us. Should have been us.
The little engine that could, fifth highest payroll in baseball, Blue Jays.
Yes, against the little engine that could, Los Angeles Dodgers, who have deferred $1 billion in salaries over the next 10 years. It is a big Football Friday show, as it always is. We will have Nick Costos for you to get your bets in around 2:40. We will have Shiel Kapadia, who's normally a Thursday guest, but we have him today at 3. Tornado Shapiro's weekend forecast.
Elliot at 2:30.
Jaws. Elliot at 2:30 with some AJ.
Yes.
With some AJ stuff. Oh, my goodness. Mike Lombardi's a fraud. We'll talk about that as well. We award the belt. I actually think we forgot to talk about the belt. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a big day. It's a big day. And it's a big game for the Eagles on Sunday. Ike, as you mentioned, it is a revenge game. It is the last game before the bye. And, you know, in respect to this game specifically, though I guess this game will be the first game of the rest of our lives, our under center lives, right? And I was thinking about something that Jordan Mailata said to us on Monday night on the Jordan Mailata show. I asked him, now that with the pass game working, what effect does that have on the run game? And he's like, what opens it up? And it's going to help the run game. And I thought about that. And I've been thinking about him saying that all week. And it's a nice idea, but we have spent the last couple of years pretty much admitting to ourselves that is not the recipe here. That them being a pass first team and then, you know, the pass opening up the run instead of the run creating the ability for them to pass was not the way to do it. And it seems to look for the rest of the year based on how the running game has worked, that's the way it's going to have to work. And I am skeptical that it can, I guess. Jalen threw the ball well on Sunday, but they were still a run-first team on Sunday.
Sure.
It was still the run setting up the pass, at least in the beginning of the game for Sunday. And they certainly didn't pass the ball a lot, you know? I think it was 25 or 26 called pass plays. And I'm also skeptical that this under-center thing is going to be something that they do a lot. You know, it took them maybe not the first 7 weeks of the season. Maybe if you look back to even last year or the year before, it took them a while to get here. And you would guess that the reason that they haven't done it, and I'm just guessing, is that Jalen's not particularly comfortable with it. And I guess I'm skeptical that over just 1 week with a little bit of success last week, that all of a sudden he's going to be comfortable. So, it has to do with this game on Sunday, but it really has to do with the rest of the year. And I guess I just can't get myself to believe that they can flip it the way that it seems like they want to flip it and be able to be successful that way.
Well, here's the thing. Watch learn, and appreciate as it continues to develop. The passing game, I believe, will continue to develop and be the driving force of this offense. I've given up on the idea that somehow the run game can be the leading force or driving force in the offense, and that's okay. Now, it doesn't mean you need to abandon the run. I like the idea they still ran the ball, although it wasn't as effective as they wanted it to be. But you needed to show the Vikings that you were at least willing to run the football. Now, they're going to have to run it better. There's no doubt about it. But if we're thinking that somehow this run game is going to revert back to what it was last year at any point and be that effective, that's not going to happen. So what I have to do as an offense is I have to adjust. And that's the benefit of having this many weapons on your offense, offensive side of the football, is that you're not so married to one way of winning football games. Yeah, you're still going to have to run the ball at times. You come out against the Giants Sunday, you try to establish the run. What you don't do is continuously bang your head against the wall trying to force the run. You have to have plays in your arsenal that are going to take shots down the field in chunks. You have the weapons to do that. We'll see if AJ is going to be able to go Sunday. I'm saying he didn't practice today.
We'll have Elliott at 2:30 to break that down.
So I don't even know if he's going to be available to go Sunday, and that's fine. I still think they got enough in the passing game as well as the running game. The running game has to get better. But to think, I don't know if they're good enough to have one of these lead completely the entire way, either way.
Sure.
So what you're going to have to do is be flexible as a play caller. You do have to make sure you keep some of the under-the-center stuff in there. I don't care how uncomfortable anybody is with it. It's clear that it was beneficial to you last week, so I don't know why you wouldn't keep it incorporated in the offense to some degree each and every week with your game plan. And eventually this thing is going to crack open the way you want it to. But you got to get through Sunday's game. Sunday is one of those games. I'm not saying I don't expect them to go out there and play a dominant football game. I really do. I expect them to win by double digits Sunday. I'm just put that out there right now.
In a divisional game.
Yeah, I don't give a damn about it being a divisional game. Yeah, I expect them to win Sunday by double digits, right? I just think that's where their mentality is at for Sunday. But as far as moving forward, it's going to be the pass game that has to lead their offense. It just is. I don't know if we can block efficiently enough this year to get Saquon going. I don't know if the wear and tear from last year on Saquon's body is having some sort of impact. Here's what I do know. Those healthy weapons on the outside and the quarterback being more in sync with the play caller and Kevin Petullo, to me, says there's more opportunities in the passing game that we need to take advantage of. And I'm not – this is what I've been wanting to see. This is what I projected to see in the offseason. And now that I'm seeing it, I'm not shying away from it. I want more of it. Let's go, Jalen. Let's go, QB1. Give me more of what I saw Sunday. I want to see more of what I've seen the last 2 to 3 weeks in the passing game, the efficiency. You got one turnover in the last 3 weeks, the one interception you have all year long. You look at your completion numbers, the ratings and all that, the yards per completion, all that stuff is up. I need to see more of that. I need to see more of that.
I would love to see it. I maybe I'm just scarred. 215-592-9494. Are you skeptical that the Eagles can really be sort of a pass first team? The pass, you know, leading the offensive charge. Mm-hmm. I think that one of the reasons I'm skeptical is that every time it flashed last year, it immediately almost went away. Mm-hmm. Right? It flashed against Cincinnati, Baltimore, Pittsburgh. I guess those are the three games, right, that we would look back at last regular season and say that's where the pass game looked the best. And then it just sort of went away. And they're I also think, looking back on this season...
But it could go away because you had the running game to go away with it.
Yes.
If you're not running the ball effectively, you can't run from the passing game.
Yeah, well, that's...
You have to throw the ball.
Yeah. Well, they're going to have to try...
You just don't believe they can do it.
I guess
you don't believe the quarterback can do it.
I am skeptical.
Okay, I need you to say that.
Just say it.
Because I need that in the atmosphere.
Yes.
Because when that's in the atmosphere, that's when he burns all bridges.
Burns
he
the boat.
Let you know.
I don't believe he can do it.
Thank you.
I don't believe he can do it.
Don't worry, Spike. I agree with you.
I knew you were dying for me to say.
I knew that's where you were heading.
I don't believe that he can do it. And to be honest with you, I don't really even believe the coaches believe he can do it, or they would have tried it, or they would have done it more. I think the coaches tried it in the beginning of last season, and it wound up with turnovers. And I also, to their credit and to his credit, they found a recipe that worked instead of that, and they all benefited from it. And this is, when we talk about what he's good at and what he's not good at, this is the thing. The sort of pass first, slinging it around, you know, establishing the pass before you establish the run. He's had good passing games, but it's never what he's done.
I think it's fair
done.
To question it. Yeah, I really do. And that's why I said, from his perspective, you need to keep proving people wrong.
He does. He does.
I got no problem with saying that. That's what he needs to do. He needs to keep proving people wrong.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Taking care of your eyes shouldn't be a hassle. That's why Warby Parker is a one-stop shop for all your vision needs. Our prescription glasses and sunglasses are expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Stop by a nearby store or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. Did we mention we offer eye exams and take vision insurance too? For everything you need to see, head to your nearest Warby Parker store or visit warbyparker.com today. That's warbyparker.com.
Yeah, some said it's a prove it year. And I think that they are starting to be justified with that opinion. Yep.
It all depends on what you're trying to get him to prove.
That's right.
All right. 215-592-9494. It's On the Record Friday. I guess I'll just reframe it. Do you believe that Jalen is capable of a pass-first offense to lead the Eagles the rest of the
cooking.
Year?
Let's
no.
I mean, do you
run the ball? Run the ball.
That's what I don't believe.
They have to get back to running the football. First off, they got
to
know.
Get back to it.
Yeah.
Do you know Saquon only has 20 less carries that he had at the same point last year?
That's fine. They got to figure out the running game. Because guess what? They got to ice games, too. They haven't been at ice games this year at all because they can't run the football. Figure it out. Don't start getting them into this, we got a gunslinger back there.
No, nobody's saying he had a gunslinger.
Everyone's saying gunslinger. Run the ball. Nope. Run. You are a physical football team.
Effectively. It's only 23 passes last week. That's not gunslinger. That's not 43 passes.
Yeah, but you know they're itching. You know Lurie's making the call saying we're a pass-first team now. Run the ball.
two yards and a cloud of dust, right?
Yes.
Then figure it out. Get the blocks. You're one block away. Block.
They need 10 downs. Just tush-push it each time for a first down. 215-592-9494. Do you really believe the Eagles can be a pass-first team? Starting us off. Our leadoff hitter, Corey in Columbus. Corey, you're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
H-E-L-L-Y-E-A. Hell yeah.
No,
H-E-L-L space Y-E-A.
hey, he might be proving some people wrong, but he's proving me right every week.
You were out on him 2 weeks ago. What are you talking about?
Hold up. Time out.
He wasn't out. You weren't out on him, were you?
You see, he tries to say, just because I say somebody need to play better, that mean they out. If I tell my kids, if I whoop my kids' ass, that don't mean I don't love him.
911?
That's true.
Okay, then. There you go. That's what I'm saying. I don't whoop my kids, y'all. Just put that out there.
Yeah. Jack has to settle down.
911.
Yeah, too early. 4:30, Jack. 4:30.
I'm in the gentle parenting, you know.
We feel you. We feel you. You gotta use terms like spank, not whoop.
Right.
You went back to the old school.
Yeah. Getting out your belt.
Look, What I need on Sunday is, and people don't want to hear this, Saquon Barkley, I need y'all to get Shipley, and y'all, I need you to get Tank Davis.
Ooh, Shipley, Tank Bigsby.
Because listen, because not that I don't think Saquon is great, because Saquon is great, but it's like I want to see if it's the offensive line 100%, because Saquon was running behind terrible O-lines in the Giants, right? But I want to make sure, you know, he just ain't pressing, you know? It gives Shipley, because when Shipley was running it, when Tank was running it, they was picking up yards, even when we had A.J. Dillon. You know what I'm saying? I just want to see. But you already know. You put the Ike Spike Frisk. Guess what we on pace for?
What?
27-2. Woo! That's a good number in Philly. 27-2. We on a pace for it. That's all I'm gonna say. We might get it. We might be in the Hall of Fame.
Nick did it in like 12 games.
That's true.
Yeah. Was it 11 games or 12?
And they lost in the first round.
Yeah.
Hey, all I know is my quarterback, y'all said he couldn't throw for more than 22, 23. Don't try to say change up now when he on pace. And he running the ball. When he got 16 touchdowns to one interception? What?
We're not counting touchdowns.
My boy top five, top 10 in all passing stats. After this game, everybody that put in that bet for Jalen Hurts MVP, gonna pay off.
Well, that's me too. I have that too.
Corey,
while you're here, because I want to ask you and Ike something that you brought up a minute ago in your diatribe there. You said you wanted to see Tank Bigsby a little bit. You said you wanted to see Will Shipley a little bit, A.J. Dillon, you know, and that when they've run the ball, they have had some successful runs. I know Saint Saquon, I know we blame the offensive line and all these other things.
Wow, you going to Saint Saquon?
No, I love
Saquon. The name calling.
But, wow. But are we at the point, like, we're almost in the middle of the season where we can say that probably it might not be there with him this year. And I know we've talked about half step and all these other things, but for him to have the worst, he's having the worst season of his career.
Yeah, but here's the thing. What benefit is it to accept that in week 8?
The benefit would be, not for us, but for the football team to maybe, I'm not saying Saquon's not the guy who will get most of the carries, but it is true that it seems like every time they've given A.J. Dillon the ball, it's gone for like 7 yards in the middle of the field. Or the Tank Bigsby carried it one time. And I know it's easier. I could say that about, KG.
They're not focusing the defense on Tank Bigsby
but
when
maybe,
he's out there.
Maybe that's an advantage.
Like,
maybe,
sure.
You know, all these things. I don't think that's a crazy thing to say, hey, maybe throw those guys in there a little more.
No.
They're not coming off of 500 touch seasons.
We said this all offseason. I expected Shipley to actually be a bigger part of the offense.
Yes.
I just did. I just did. So I was all for sort of lessening Saquon's touches.
Right.
I'm all for that. The problem was that this is such a dependent philosophy we have as an offense that it's like, well, it worked last year, just do it this year.
Right, right.
And so they've come into the season with the mindset of, not that we're going to take a step back with Saquon, expecting there to be a little bit of drop-off of explosiveness from him, and let's limit some of his touches in practice, in training camp. Let's make sure his legs are fresh and try to work in more of Dillon and Shipley. They came into the season with the idea of he's still the best player in football, and we're going to run our offense through Saquon Barkley.
Well, and truth be told, every game he looks like he gets shaken up a little bit.
Yeah.
There's the moment where you're like, and I know Detroit has two, I'm not comparing Will Shipley or A.J. Dillon or Tank Bigsby to the pair, to Montgomery and Gibbs, but they certainly split stuff and are very successful
doing
it.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah, and that's how you keep both of them fresh.
Yes, and maybe it gets Saquon to the end of the season because the amount of times that he's slow to get up he's in the tent for some reason.
Yeah.
I don't know. It might be smart
to do. Elliot was wrong about this offseason.
Yeah. Yeah.
About how much we should use Saquon again.
Yeah. It was a good point, Corey. So sorry for making a stick
around.
It was a good point.
All I'm saying is, look, when there's no fear, when number one is here, baby, if you keep that as your motto, we going back. That's all. I holler at y'all.
All right.
All right, Corey.
Well, we need number 11 out there, too, though, to help.
Yeah, and we'll have Elliot on with us at 2:30. So AJ has not practiced all week. He did not practice today. And Elliot, I think, will have some insight as to whether he could play on Sunday. I mean, he is certainly talented enough to go in there. I guess the question is, you know, will he? 215-592-9494. Oh, hey, Bam, an early call from Bam in Upper Darby. What's going on, Bam?
What's going on, fellas? How y'all doing?
What's up, brother?
What up, Bam?
No, I'm like, hey, Spike, I got to give it to you, though. I did listen to the Sixers game the other day. VJ do sound good, man.
He does sound good.
He does sound good.
Yep. But I'm going to go on a record and call this game this weekend. Call the score this game.
Okay. All right. It is on the record Friday.
All right. It's going to be 34-16. And my favorite, like I said, Ike and Spike and Jack, my favorite player, Jalex Hunt, is going to have two INTs for two pick sixes.
Jalex Hunt is going to have two pick sixes?
Yes, and I'm calling.
It's three in 2 weeks.
Wow.
Now, Bam, you know where he plays on the field, right?
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
I know.
If Jalex Hunt has two pick sixes, you can co-host. What I'm about to offer. If Jalex Hunt has two pick sixes, you can co-host the show for a day.
Okay.
Absolutely. You're in. And I out of my pocket, I will pay you union rate to do it. All right? All right, Bam. All right. Thank you, Bam. If Jalex Hunt is
shot.
Luck.
Have you held on to the one last week?
Yes. Now, a big question, and this question won't be answered until 5:30, so I don't want you to answer it.
Okay.
But you just said the Eagles will win by double digits, and you are famous for the Eagles win but don't cover prediction.
That's true.
So at 5:30, we will all be able to find out if you're going to live up to your word and actually predict that they're going to win by two scores.
Okay.
You know, I'm just filing that away for the end of the show.
That's true.
All right.
Now I'm held accountable.
You are. That's what this show is about. 215-592-9494. Do you really believe that the Eagles can be a pass-first team? Do you think Jalen can do it, or do you think they should just keep running into the wall over and over again with
the
run game?
Really believe it?
Do you really believe it?
Come on.
It's an honest Friday.
Yes.
Yeah, tell the truth Friday. So also coming up next, Elliot Shore Parks will join us. We will get all of the information on A.J. Brown, who has not practiced this week. Can he play on Sunday? Maybe get an update about Cam Juergens, and that is coming up next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.